Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
I want to cancel a subscription that they gave me that I didn't request.
Can I enter your zip code into your first and last name?
78201 Laura Aaron, LauraAaron.
I'm sorry, what was your zip code? 78201. Yeah. I do see an account for Laura Aaron. Could you verify your mailing address?
1505 West Woodlawn, number 2, San Antonio, Texas, 78201.
Yes, Sam. Give me one moment. Yes, Sam. Looks like this was a order that was placed for the VitalCare dietary supplements. And he says you don't recall placing that order.
I ordered Kato gummies and some kind of cleanse. It was $5.90-something and $6.90-something, I guess, shipping fee. And after that, they tried to charge me $29.99. Then they tried to charge me $99. Then they tried to charge me $109.
Yes, so the $29.97 would have been for the VitalCare Master, but that was declined. What's originally ordered is the VitalCare Keto Gummies, as well as the VitalCare Cleanse Master, so basically dietary supplements. Whenever you place that order, that is a trial. It's a one-week trial for 7 days. After the seven-day trial period is over, if it's not canceled, it is going to bill you full price for those products and put you on a monthly subscription.
Right. That's what I'm trying to cancel. I don't think it was 7 days, but I'm not going to argue because I already went through the ringer trying to call the number on the bottle, and they said, we don't have your name, we don't have your account, blah, 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 blah. I talked to three different people, called the bank, and I had to cancel my card. They're going to refund the money. I talked basically all day to these people, and while I'm on the phone talking to them, they're charging me again and again.
Yes, ma'am.
So the bank gave me this number.
You were charged because you had a 7-day trial and that ended on the 23rd. Has that charge already been disputed with your bank?
Yes, the bank called me and said they're trying to scam you and we're putting a restriction on your card. I was like, okay, thanks. So I guess they took the restriction off, and that's when they charged me the $99 and then the $109. So I basically want you to cancel.
Yes, ma'am. That $109 was declined. We can go ahead and have this account canceled for any future billings. However, since that charge has already been disputed, you would have to call back with your finance institution before we can issue any kind of refund. Would you like a confirmation number to say this account was canceled?
Yeah.
It's C as in Charlie. 10-68-70.
All right. The bank already is refunding the money.
Yes, ma'am. What happens when you file a dispute with your bank is that they give a temporary refund during the dispute process. They do an investigation where they go to the website just to verify the terms and conditions are on the website. They didn't call us. We verify the mailing address, the phone number, as well as the email address and tracking number, and that shows that the order was placed and delivered, and the account goes to a chargeback, which basically means that your bank removes the temporary refund and returns the money back to the merchant. Once a chargeback happens, we don't issue any refunds. So you would need to call back at your financial institution, and then we'd be able to issue the refund. But once a chargeback happens from the dispute, we don't do anything from the account.
Oh, my God. You just might as well be talking to the air. So
A dispute would basically put your account into a chargeback because we can verify that you did place the order. Once a chargeback happens, we don't issue any kind of refund. So you would have to call back with your finance institution or whoever you've disputed the charge with, and then we can issue the refund before the chargeback happens.
All right. The bank has already given me the refund.
Yes, that's called a temporary refund during the dispute process. A chargeback would basically mean that your bank verified that you did place the order, and they'll remove that temporary refund and give it back to the merchant, which is called a chargeback. Once that chargeback is initiated, we don't issue any kind of refunds.
All right. I just want you to forget you ever knew me.
This account was canceled. Let's stop seeing future
account. I don't ever want to see your company again. I don't ever want to even look at the pills I have.
This account was canceled. That stops any future billings or shipments.
They told me that the reason that you're keep trying to charge me is because you changed your name. And
the reason why you were charged is because the account was not canceled during the 7-day trial period that was agreed upon in terms and conditions.
Well, I never saw that online. I just wanted So basically you're saying, oh, you're screwed because you didn't read the fine print. Right.
You would have had to agree that you had understood the terms and conditions before placing your order. That first shipment is a full 30-day supply, so it was 60 pills in that bottle. It was 60 pills and 30 gummies.
That's a full
30-day supply. So if you don't cancel within your 7-day trial period, it's going to bill you for that full 30-day supply. That's all explained in the terms and conditions that you would have had to agree to.
Where's the terms and conditions printed out? Because I never saw that.
Would you like the website where the order was placed?
No, I don't ever want to hear about this company again.
Well, your account was canceled.
When I ordered it, they had none of this that I remember. So basically, you're saying, oh, we duped you. That's fine.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that the terms and conditions were on the website. We apologize. Those might have been overlooked. Your account was canceled. Is there anything else we could help you with?
Yeah, why is the number on the bottle, I called them and they said, we don't have your name, we don't have your account, we don't have your zip code, blah, 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 blah.
Well, I'm not sure the number that you called, so.
It's on the bottle of pills. It's a customer service number. So that's a scam right there.
We're a third-party call center. We represent for several companies.
Exactly. They say, we have several companies. We don't have your account. We don't have your name. Like, well, that's awfully convenient because then how can I cancel it when the number that's on the bottle is telling me that they don't have my account or information?
Did you dial the number correctly?
Yeah, I talked to 3 different people.
Yes, well, this would be the correct number to call, which is why we were able to pull up an account. So I'm not sure the number that you called.
Yeah, but I got this number from the bank.
Yes, and my phone number is also located on the website if you couldn't get the number from the back of the bottle. There are several ways you could have got a phone number.
Okay, well, I guess you think you outsmarted me, but you didn't because...
I'm sorry you feel that way.
I know there's plenty of people out there that you can just keep doing this to, but in the long run, like, this is a conscience thing.
I'm sorry you feel that way. The terms and conditions are on the website. You would have had to agree that you read and understood those. We do apologize. They might have been overlooked.
All I did was order the pills. They didn't flash on the screen terms and conditions.
You would have had to click the box that states you're 18 years or older and that you read and understood the terms and conditions. Would you like the website where you agreed to the terms and conditions?
No, I just want to make sure you cancel it.
Your account was already canceled. Stop sending future billings or shipments.
All right, there's no way that you can get, if the bank has your phone number, then there's no way you can get my information again, can you?
You'd have to place another order.
Oh, that's never going to happen, dear. I can promise you that.
That's fine.
But there's no way you can get, because they had to cancel my debit card. There's no way I can get my new debit card with my name information. You can't do that, can you?
That's not possible without you placing another order.
Okay.
Is there anything else we could help you with?
No, I just can't understand why perfectly good people have that kind of job. Like, how can you know that your company scams people?
It's not a scam because the terms and conditions were clearly stated throughout the website that I've offered several times to give you.
Really?
Yes.
Okay,
it states
well,
on the website that you agreed to being paying the shipping and handling of the $6.95 during the 7-day trial period, and then it goes on to explain that if you don't cancel within the 7-day trial period, it's going to bill you the full price of that product until you go in to cancel, and then it goes on to provide the website to cancel to. We do apologize, that might have been overlooked, but you would have had to agree that you had understood that.
Okay, well, the number on the bottle is a fraud because
the number was also located on the website, if you couldn't get anyone on that line.
All right, send me all that information.
I can give you the website to go to. Would
all
you
right,
like the website?
It? Yeah.
It's keto-master.com. As soon as you go to the website, you can click Terms and Conditions, and it goes on to explain that.
So basically, before I order anything online, I have to call up my lawyer son to double check with him to make sure it's safe. It should be just pretty simple.
No, before you place the order online, you read the terms and conditions that you would have had to agree to before placing the order.
Well, how do I know? There's so many terms and conditions trying to screw me. Thank you.
Is there anything else we could help you with?
Yeah, that's why my son's a lawyer. So you sit there with your smart ass attitude. And,
yes, and if you continue to speak to me that way, I'll disconnect the call.
And your sorry job, and see who gets ahead in life.
Yes,
Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling customer support. Have a great day.